escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8:13 on this Friday morning, first day of August. Run against Leslie Harris? Oh, no, I don't think so. How you doing, Leslie Harris?
I'm great. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me about how it feels to be have a second term.
I'm really excited about it. I'm ready to continue the work that we have been doing, and I'm just thankful for the residents of District B and their support and their work with us to make District B better.
So let's talk about some of the accomplishments of your first term that you are proud of.
The Housing Trust Fund, I'm really, really proud of. That was something that was led by my team and myself. And with nonprofit partners, we got the Housing Trust Fund passed. That means that there's a dedicated source of funding for affordable and workforce housing from here until the end of time, so that we can make sure that New Orleanians have affordable and workforce housing opportunities.
Is this going to cost you money to be a council member for a second term?
Does it cost me money?
Is it going to cost you money? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. If you were not a council member, are you choosing to do this as opposed to being a very effective attorney, which you were, and a partner and everything else? I'm just saying that people don't understand sometimes when it comes to public service. And look, you asked for the job and you want it, but it does come at a cost to you, does it not?
There is an opportunity cost that happens when you are a public servant. I think that it's something that I went in eyes wide open with and continue to understand that there is a loss that happens. Councilmember DeRusso, who's my buddy on the council, mm-hmm. obviously recognized that when he decided not to run at large and go back into the private sector.
The reason I bring that up is apparently for you to make that decision and that sacrifice, there are things that you are either concerned about or want to address in your second term, right?
I think that's right. And I think that we have a good momentum in District B that I want to continue. My team is amazing and they are committed to the district. Matthew in my office, everybody knows, we literally say Matt for mayor all the time because he's just so committed to getting things right and working with the agencies in the mayor's office to make sure that things are done, quality of life issues are addressed, and he's just been really amazing. Allison Port, who's my chief of staff, has been great on policy issues, including on housing and homelessness. Liz in my office does land use, and we've had some really challenging things. And so my team is just really working hard every single day, and there was no way that I could abandon them because they are committed to District B as much as I am.
When it comes to Topgolf, I think we all knew with 504 Golf that it was apparent that two of these were not sustainable, right? Would you agree or not?
I don't know that I would agree with that, but I certainly think that 504 got out the gate quicker. And so I think that's part of the reason why Topgolf has sort of dialed back its plans for development of that particular site. Although I will say that my understanding is they've applied for an extension of the variance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of the variance. And so I don't know that the project's totally dead, but that is something that the River District folks and the developers need to address with the neighborhood.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. I hope both are sustainable, and or for whatever reason, I don't live there for the neighborhood. I hope that best works out. But as a golfer, I don't see how both of those could be viable. But who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the affordable housing part of the River District development. And now, as I understand, it's going to call for more affordable housing or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are going forward. They just issued the design of the affordable housing. And there, I think, are 275 units in that first development. So I'm really excited about it. They are contractually required to have 450 units of affordable and workforce housing. And so this goes to about a quarter of what all housing and then half of the affordable housing that they're required contractually to build. So this is super exciting. This is exactly why I supported the River District. And so going forward, I will continue to do so.
When it comes to Topgolf and the people in your area in River District, are they happy that it seems to be on hold now? Or what are you hearing from your constituents?
I think the constituents would rather have something else in that particular parcel. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that stance. I think that it's probably time now to get back in a room with all the developers and the convention center who owns the land mm-hmm. to figure out what is the best and highest use of that parcel. But right now, Topgolf, I think, has a contract with the River District developers, and until that contract expires, I think that there's a possibility that Topgolf could go forward.
Because I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I think, just to reiterate, I think that the residents around there would prefer some sort of grocery market retail in that spot rather than a Topgolf.
Counselor, it would not be inaccurate to say that basically now that 504 is up and running and standing, it would be like taking that and placing it in that space?
Yes. It's my understanding is the Topgolf design is smaller, less light intrusive, less noise intrusive, a little more modest mm-hmm. than 504, which is a fantastic facility.
It is.
I was there for the opening day, and it's very colorful. All of that, I think, is a bit more scaled down for the Topgolf design.
I think it's great. I think it looks great from the interstate. I hope people are enjoying it. I just wonder in that area what people would think and so forth. Do you play golf or not?
I used to. I don't have time anymore.
Hmm. How good were you?
I wasn't that great, but, you know, I had lucky shots every now and then.
Good for you. Tell me about the dogs. I didn't ask you about the dogs. Have they been behaving or not?
No, of course not.
I get this knucklehead at home that's been chewing on the windowsill, and when I get home,
oh, yeah.
He's sitting there and he's looking at me, and he knows that he did wrong, right? He's got that look on his face, and he doesn't jump on me to greet me or anything. He sits there looking guilty as hell. He knows what he's done. And then yesterday I left a shoebox out, and thankfully he ate that instead of the windowsill. Same thing, sitting there looking at me like he's guilty, and I'm thinking you need a lawyer is what you need to get you out of this mess. So no different. No difference with yours.
Same with the puppies. I mean, I have chewed up windowsills and everything else, but just look at me every day. I need to get them repaired.
Well, but you know what? The way I look at it, Leslie, is it's destroyed now, so maybe we'll go and have a glass, right? Am I wrong?
Exactly right.
It's destroyed
now.
It's got to be replaced.
Right.
What the hell? Have a blast. Good. Chew it. Eat it up. We'll take a break. Pick it up. We come back with Councilmember Leslie Harris. It is 8:20. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Let's look at traffic. 8:24 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Councilmember Leslie Harris, who, like me, spoils dogs and is the worst dog owner ever in the history of ever being ever. But they're happy, and that's what counts, right?
That's right. We need to get a play date.
Little fur babies. God bless them. Yeah, get a play date. Let them. Anyway, let's talk about. So we're gonna have a new mayor, right? And you're gonna have a new term. Compare and contrast. I don't want you to look back. Let's look forward to what it is, because I know you're not gonna. I'd ask you to, but you're not gonna. So let's look forward to what you hope that a new mayor brings into City Hall that would make it easier for you to accomplish the things you want to accomplish.
You know, I think...
you can look back if you want, but I didn't think you wanted to. Do you?
Well, listen, let me say this about the current administration. Our office works closely with the offices that we need to work with. There's been no impediment by the mayor for us working with DPW, for example, safety and permits, code enforcement. We work directly with those directors, and that's been a good relationship. We can actually get things done. So I'm hopeful that this next mayor will continue that level of access for the city council members directly to the departments so that we don't have to go through a whole bureaucracy in order to get things done. That's what's been nice about this mayor. That said, I do think that this next mayor needs to bring a sense of urgency and energy to the offices.
Urgency directed toward what, Leslie?
Towards getting things done. We've always been slow, but right now we're literally in the doldrums of this next term. I think things are being even more delayed. We see people leaving the city because there's going to be a transition. Mm-hmm. Gilbert, for example, who was fantastic and great to work with, just left, and that's a real loss. And so I hope that this next mayor brings some urgency and energy to getting projects completed on time. Mm-hmm. That's been a real problem throughout all of our districts.
Now, when you say projects, you're talking about streets primarily?
Everything. I mean, from streets to getting street signs up, stop signs up, traffic lights fixed, everything. There's just been a lack of urgency.
Let me jump in for a second. Since you said that, mm-hmm. and, you know, we've all been here since Katrina. It amazes me. I don't know if it goes back to Katrina or not, but how there are still intersections where, thank goodness for Waze or navigation apps, because I don't know what the hell the name of the street is. They have no street sign. Like you're talking about, street lights have been out for a long, long time. What can the next mayor do? What can the council do to improve what's going on at DPW? Because I guess those are the people responsible for that.
Yeah, I think part of the issue with DPW, again, is a lack of staffing. And so for a long time, they didn't have someone to do traffic studies to figure out what should be at intersections. Mm-hmm. Their sign shop has been understaffed, and those are the people who make the signs.
They can't contract
that out?
And
so I hope they should be able to contract that out. But again, contracts at the city are slow, and mm-hmm. we know from your discussions with Joe Geruso and mine, that the city has historically been slow to pay, and so contractors are less likely to contract with the city of New Orleans. That has changed under the city council. We have pushed forward Net 30 to make sure that contractors are getting paid on time. So if you're a contractor out there and want to contract with the city, we are actually paying contracts on time for once. And so I think that sort of urgency needs to continue. I hope that I have a good working relationship with this next mayor. All of the candidates I know and am friends with, and so I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be. But I do think that whoever comes next needs to really make sure that we have appropriate staffing at all levels so that we can actually get things done as a city.
So if you know them all and you're friends with them all, I presume you're not going to be endorsing any, or are you?
No, I am Switzerland at this time.
Staying out of that completely. I know somebody that's a contractor, does work with the city. They said they never did have a problem getting paid, that you just had to know how to go about it, and it shouldn't be that difficult, right? Nor should it be that difficult to get a street sign up?
It shouldn't be that difficult, and that's the thing. There are a lot of processes that are antiquated at the city where, you know, you have to walk pieces of paper through. My husband has a story about trying to get a liquor license, and he had to run and get things notarized, and he's running back and forth to a bank and a notary, blah, 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 and this takes up time.
You couldn't have done that for him?
I'm sorry?
You couldn't have done that for him?
No.
You're an attorney. Why? You couldn't get out a notary?
I am a notary, yeah. But I would not notarize my husband's things that he needs to file with the city.
Okay. I just asked him. I don't know. Trying to keep it in shop. I'm trying to run an efficient shop, Leslie. That's all.
Yeah, listen. But it's things like that just make no sense. And he tells a story, and it's really funny of him, like, literally running up and down. But unless you know, and he happened to know and happened to have contacts because he's done this for a long time within the city, you wouldn't know that you needed several pieces of paper notarized, and you have to run them up and down the stairs.
On a serious note, that says a lot about you, about any appeared impropriety that you would have. You'd rather have your husband run all over than you do it. I understand. No, I mean that sincerely. What are the dogs' names, real quick?
Biz and Lexi.
All right, you know who I have? Grady, but you know how I spell it? G-R-R-R-A-D-Y.
Well, Biz's middle name is Barkey, Biz Barkey.
Okay, so you see, but with Grady, it goes to Grady. He named himself Grady. Thank you, Leslie. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to D.A. Jason Williams when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, 844, 16 till 9, our friend Jason Williams joins us now. And I mean that sincerely, Jason. I do consider you a friend, and welcome, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Tom. It's good to be with you again. And I saw your picture the other day. You look great, man.
Well,
keep
thank
it
you. It's that Manjuro is what it is, and it's that AI is what it is. So I never owned that suit or tie in my life. So it works fine. Let's talk seriously about the Hanser trial, because I had Elizabeth Hanser on. She was very upset. The jury returned charges of armed robbery attempted first. Wait, they were charged with armed robbery attempted first degree murder. One of them walks, the other one convicted only of attempted armed robbery and aggravated assault with a firearm. I'm reading from Fox 8's story here. It says the verdict essentially means neither defendant was found guilty of robbing or shooting Noah Hanser, who was left paralyzed after being shot. Matute was convicted only of trying to rob Hanser and brandishing a firearm at the victim during the attempt. I was surprised at this, Jason, because as much attention as this had gotten, I thought every I would be dotted, every T crossed, and maybe they were. I don't know. I'm just going by what Elizabeth Hansard told me, and I wanted to have you on to have your say about what the way the case was, I guess, promulgated and so forth in the investigation, et cetera.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I am I'm equally frustrated at the result and the verdict. I'm never going to beat up a jury for the decision that they make. The two lawyers who tried this case have a very, very high conviction rate, and I believe they worked very, very hard on this case, and I watched a good deal of it. I remember visiting Noah in the hospital multiple times, and I got to know Elizabeth and him very well. You know, anytime there's any kind of misidentification of an individual, in this situation, one of the defendant's brothers was identified. They look a whole lot alike. Mm-hmm. But anytime you got anything like that, that can plant a little bit of doubt in a jury's mind. I'm not in the back in that jury deliberation room. I don't know what they locked on to. The cell phone was present at the scene of the defendant. It was presented in court. The jury saw that. I don't know. I just can't. I don't have the answers in terms of what they did not see in terms of the evidence. I thought it was pretty clear that these two individuals were responsible for robbing and paralyzing this young man, and I'm equally frustrated with the result.
One thing they did bring up was bullet casings. Is that on NOPD, or do you know anything about bullet casings being collected at the scene or processed for fingerprints or DNA?
Yeah, there were bullet casings recovered. I'm not going to disparage the NOPD. I thought the detectives did a good job, just like I thought my prosecutors did a good job. You can do everything right sometimes and still not get the verdict that you want, that you're seeking. And when you start talking about trying to find DNA on bullet casings, that's gotta all add up and link up and be produced. Everything that was available was introduced in front of that jury. I don't think that the police dropped the ball on anything. I don't think our prosecutors dropped the ball on anything. I just think the verdict just simply did not go our way. I'm still dialed in on this prosecution, the individual that was prosecuted. I plan on being present with my lawyers and pushing for the maximum sentence on that individual because Noah's in a wheelchair because of the actions of those two men, in my opinion. But the jury did not see it that way.
I just felt like we had to address that. Let me move on to the Orleans Parish Prison, because I don't know what the hell is going on over there, Jason. Do you?
People aren't being kept in custody at all, whether it is by slipping through a hole in the side or whether it's being walked out by deputies on multiple occasions. All I can tell you is if somebody trips or falls, it's okay to grab someone else's arm. And I believe that the sheriff is in a position where she needs to seek some assistance. We have a consent decree. There's a lot of room between a consent decree and receivership, And I just think someone needs to be brought in. I would hope that the sheriff would voluntarily seek that help so that we can get whatever's happening or not happening over there at that jail under control.
Do you let me take a break and we'll pick it up when we come back, because I got to tell you, I don't know how you can tell the people in Orleans Parish to have any faith at all with what's going on over there. And then you look at the people that are released, they don't even begin to match physically.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Google descriptions. There's stories about bed checks not happening and so forth. Let me take a break. When we come back, you can tell me specifically what can be done or what you would like to see done over there, because I don't know that, and I know somebody graffitied up the wall saying it was too easy to escape. I saw that passing the other day. Then they eventually painted over that. 8:50, 10 till 9, more with Jason Williams when we come back. 8:53, 7 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to District Attorney Jason Williams. Jason, I'm going to leave personalities out of this, okay? I'm not going to say anything about anybody's name or anything else. But when it comes to the person in charge of running the jail, a correction center, whatever you want to call it, it seems like they're not getting it done on so many different levels. Am I being unfair there at all? I mean, if you judge it by results?
No. I mean, I was listening to the commercial and that Ziegler tree removal commercial where the guy's cutting a tree down and he said, the wind changed direction on me. Did you see that? Sorry about your house. That's not good enough.
Exactly.
I mean, there are protocols that are clearly in place for how to run a jail, care, custody, and control, and they're not being followed. They were followed by every sheriff before this sheriff. There's been some allegations that this is somehow political, which I don't know how a jailbreak and releasing inmates erroneously can ever be political. It's all on the people.
Well, point at something else,
building.
Right? Point at something else.
Exactly.
When you're at blame, when
exactly.
You're at blame, point at something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, but in this situation, when you've got a consent decree, when there's so much on the line, just like when you're in a hospital, before they draw your blood and they come into a room, they check that band and they run that barcode on your wrist. We have the same barcode system in the jail. It existed before the current administration was there. Belts and suspenders, if the guy that's supposed to get released wears a size 30 trousers and is petite, and the guy who you go pick up is 300 pounds and looks like he could be a center for the Saints, something might be amiss. Check the picture.
Yep.
There's a number of redundancies that are just not being followed. But besides the egregiousness of the first mistakes, of the first breakout, of the first release, she's on notice. We've been sending her letters for months and years about potential releases and mistakes. But her reaction to them, I think, is even more problematic. Not immediately releasing the information to partners. Not immediately releasing the information to the public and the media, who are your best friends when you're looking for somebody who's at large, because they can report it and get the word out.
They call it a bullo, don't they? Be on the lookout for something like that, whatever they call
it. Be on the lookout. And none of this is new. None of this is rocket science. And so I think, I mean, I would ask for
So what can you
expert.
Do? What can y'all do, Jason, you and your office? What can you do? What can any other law enforcement official do to until this is over? Because, you know, you got the jail's got to function between now and the new sheriff coming in, if presuming it's a new sheriff.
I mean, it means that we've got to do the job of others. We're going through and auditing every single homicide case and rape case to double check that there is an adequate detainer that has been placed on these individuals, whether the sheriff placed it or not. We're making sure, checking with the judges about the protocols in terms of sending information to the sheriff to make sure it gets put in NCIC, which is a database we share with law enforcement agencies across the country. And I believe there needs to be a corrections expert brought in to the sheriff's office to do an audit of how many cameras are working, not working, of the systems that are being used and not used. And if there's anyone, if this raises to an area above negligence, immediately report it to Judge Africk and Judge North, because that's why we have a consent decree. We should not be living in a situation that is this fraught with error when that agency is already under consent decree. And that's costing the taxpayers millions of dollars a year.
And that surprised me, and I'm no Jason Williams and no attorney, but it seemed like when NOPD was under the consent decree and still is, every I, every T, you know, everything had to be in place. Where does the consent decree fit in with the prison, and how can these things happen if it's under a consent decree?
Well, a consent decree monitors. It monitors the actions of the sheriff. It has not been taken over. And so the sheriff and that administration has been running that, and the federal monitors step in when there is a breach. And they have stepped in. But at this point, just dealing with it from a monitoring standpoint just does not seem like it's enough. I believe there needs to be individuals that are not in the jail now who are corrections experts who can bring an immediate degree of stability in the protocols that are in place. Because if we don't, I believe that what has happened in the past few months, obviously, it keeps happening.
So how do you make that happen, Jason? How does it go from what you think should be done to it happening?
I think it's going to have to happen from federal court. I think federal court is going to have to weigh in because of the continued missteps of that office. And when they step in, look, the sheriff could ask for it. And I sort of expect the sheriff to ask for some, not just ask for money from the city council, but really ask for real assistance in corrections so that the deputies are safe in the jail, so that the inmates are safe in the jail, and so that people who are supposed to be there can't get let out and can't walk out on their own in the middle of the morning.
Can somebody bring it to the feds as a friend of the court?
I think so.
Would you consider doing something like that?
I already have.
Okay. You want to talk about it anymore or not?
Well, I'm hopeful. You're hopeful that there'll be some degree of self-correction when the whole country and the whole world is watching 10 inmates roll out of the jail. You would think that would change and cause some sort of course correction, not just more of a lack of transparency. So I believe that is necessary, and I plan on reaching out to federal court.
Thank you, sir.
To ask for a degree of a certainty from them.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Jason. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Lighten up. Talk to Ian McNulty here on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.